For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The future of sex education is up for debate as President Trump's proposed budget allocates a majority of funding towards abstinence-centered programs. Abstinence education is already required in Kentucky schools. Taylor Inman from member station WKMS reports the classroom experience can be very different for female students compared to males.
Megan Durbin is a few years removed from her sex education class at Callaway County High School, but she remembers it like it was yesterday. As a freshman, she and other girls were in a separate classroom as a guest lecturer passed around a rose, telling each girl to remove a petal.
As it went on, like, everybody took a petal and it got back to her, and she just kind of like yanked the rest of the petals off and was like, "Does this flower still look pretty?"
Durbin remembers being 14 and feeling the unease of the lecturer's remarks that she and every other female were like that flower.
If we were to have sex before marriage, then we were going to look like an ugly flower, and nobody wants to marry an ugly flower.
Hudson Deese was in an all-male class at his high school in Marshall County and was never told he would look like a withered rose.
The class was less education and more of why you shouldn't have sex.
Not having sex is the cornerstone of abstinence-only education, which Leigh Gideon prefers to teach in her health classes in Western Kentucky. She teaches safe sex and STD education, but wants abstinence to be her primary curriculum. She says as a Christian, faith is always part of her education process.
I want to inspire abstinence because of my belief in God, because of what I can't teach it without. And I may not bring up the Lord or anything like that in the classroom, but God designed it.
Gideon says she believes sex before marriage can affect a person emotionally and spiritually.
It's going to damage you. And you may not see it now, but you will later. And you can ask any woman today, probably, who has had a past, if they could take it back, they would.
Gideon says her goal is to have healthy students and would never want to make anyone feel guilty. And Murray State University social psychology professor Jaina Hackathorn says studies show that abstinence education can work in some small religious groups where participants don't feel pressured. But the reports aren't all positive.
The more your religion touts these things, that it's your fault and you should feel bad about it, the more guilty you do feel, and the less likely you are to be happy in your own marriage with your own sex life.
Hackathorn says women bear much of this guilt.
Sex is a social behavior. When you are going to have sex, what you're thinking about is, what are the social rules? Yes, there's the thought of, I could get pregnant, but also is this competing thought of, he's going to think I'm a slut if I pull a condom out of my purse right now. Right? So putting it all on the female is where we go wrong.
Many schools and youth centers use a program that gets closer to what Hackathorn says can help take the pressure off of girls and prevent unplanned pregnancies. The Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program offers competitive grants for adopting a curriculum that tackles issues like abuse, contraception, sexuality, and teen motherhood. Those grants could go away if Congress enacts President Trump's proposed budget. Trump's spending plan increases funding for abstinence education programs like Title V and the Sexual Risk Avoidance Program. Those programs do offer information on healthy relationships and marriages, and point out that abstaining from sex is the only way to truly avoid unplanned pregnancies and STDs. But schools and other youth programs that receive grants for this type of sex education could potentially leave more students feeling like Megan Durbin did, who says shame was the only thing she remembers after leaving her class. I'm Taylor Inman in Murray.